Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone. Episode number 158 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. We are well into June, and I hope you're all having a great week. I hope you're conquering all of those goals that you've said and that you want to conquer, and just hope life's going well for you. If it's not, I would encourage you to go back and check out maybe some previous episodes. Just kind of go through and see if a title resonates with you, and see if that won't help you out. I know that get emails every once in a while from some guys that listen, and they're, you know, they say, hey, I went back and I've listened to episode 15, and you know, it really resonated with me this week. It really helped me this week. So if you're in that situation and there's, you know, you're kind of in a little bit of a funk, then go back and listen to one of those. So I want to talk this week about controlling your controllables. Heard this years ago, probably that exact kind of title there, control your controllables. What can you control versus what can you not control? And think about how many times you get frustrated with things that you cannot control, that you get frustrated with people whom you cannot control. Remember, we can't control the humans. If you've not learned one thing from this podcast, you've learned, because I've said it over and over and over again, right? We cannot control the humans. We might think we can, but we can't. Ultimately, everyone gets to do what they want to do. That's kind of how this life works. So you can't control them. So when we spend an inordinate amount of time trying to control someone else, it drives us crazy. It will drive you crazy. If you don't believe me, just try it. And it will eventually drive you nuts. So what can you control and what can you not control? Let's start first with maybe what's the negative, right? Or it sounds like the negative, but really it's just reality, what you cannot control. And as you will notice when I go through some of these, I just picked some of these out, wrote them down, and thought we'd just talk about them today, because I think they continue to come up in coaching conversations I have, or, you know, when I'm working with other leaders or other executives, these things will tend to come up, and I'll, you know, invariably ask the question, hey, can you control that? And a lot of the time they'll think they can until we dive deeper, and they're like, oh, no, I guess I can't control that. No, it's something out of your control. Can you influence it? Maybe. Can you have an impact on it? Maybe. Can you ultimately control it? Probably not. So let's start with those, what you can't control, and then we'll work into the things you can control. And obviously, those are the things you want to focus the most on, right? So if you want to think about kind of two circles, this would be on the outer layer of the circle where, you know, the things you can't control. So we want to kind of let those go, right? It's like sand in a shower. Just let it wash off of you. The things you can't control. I know, easier said than done, but that's kind of the goal, right? We're trying to improve. We're trying to get our mind in a better space. We're trying to, you know, become that person that we want to become. Doesn't mean we're going to arrive, but that's what we're looking for. So here are things you cannot control. You cannot control how others feel. For some of you, you're like, oh, yeah, I can. Right? But you can't. You can't control how others feel. And when you keep asking that person over and over and over, oh, how do I make you feel? How does that feel when you say that? I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Did I hurt your feelings? When? Maybe. And I'm not saying don't apologize, because sometimes we're mean and sometimes we're rude and sometimes we do things that we need to apologize for. But at the end of the day, you cannot control how they feel. And you can apologize till you're blue in the face, and they may or may not accept. They may or may not change. They may or may not say, oh, I'm good now, right? You cannot control how others feel. They get to control how they feel. You can try to inject confidence in someone all day long, and guess what? If they don't start to believe in themselves, they are not going to feel confident ever. They're not going to do it, because they have to believe in them. You cannot do it for you and for them. And you know, if you've got kids, because some of you have kids that aren't confident, you've tried to do this. You've tried to build them up. You've tried to inject that confidence that you have, and it doesn't happen, right? You can't control other people's feelings. You can't control what other people think of you. You can't control what other people think of you. You can control what you think of them. You can control what you think they think of you. For some of you, if you've not listened to my relationship one before, you're like, whoa, what? Right? You can control what you think someone thinks of you, but you cannot control what they actually think of you. Can you influence it? Sure you can. How do you influence? Well, what do? You're a trustworthy person. You show up on time. You do what you say you're going to do. You treat them extremely well. You go out of your way to, right? So you can influence how somebody thinks about you. And probably a lot of you, like me, you've met people who, you know, at one time didn't like you or thought you were a jerk or thought you were arrogant or whatever. And then they get to know you and they're like, oh, wow, I really like that guy, right? I really like her. What changed? You changed. You changed what you thought about them. Did you see something different? Did you feel something different? Did they do something? Maybe. But at the end of the day, you're the one that changed. So you cannot control what other people think of you. For some of you, if you just quit trying to do that, your life would get better. Just quit worrying about it. Your life would get better. Quit trying to make sure everyone in the room thinks you're the greatest. If you'll quit that, you'll feel better. You will. It might take you a little bit, but you'll feel better. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You don't have to feel like you're the smartest person in the room. You don't have to try to impart your knowledge on someone else so that they will think you're the smartest person in the room. Probably going to come off arrogant. Probably going to come off egotistical. Just go be you. Don't worry about what they think. Also, in that same vein, don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what other people say. You say, well, they said something that hurt my feelings. Okay. Well, you can go confront them. You're allowed to do that. But don't go sulk and complain to your best friend all the time because someone's talking about you, because someone said something, or because you think they said something. Gosh, some of you get in this mode where you're all worked up over this person and because you think they said something because someone told you something, and it's not even true. It wasn't even true. So first of all, it's verified. Make sure they actually said it. But you can't control it. As soon as you walk away, they can say something else about you, good, bad, or indifferent, right? So if there is something and you have a situation where someone has said something and you've let it hurt your feelings because you've let it hurt, right? You have. Then go ask them. That's fine. Go confront them. No problem. Just don't let them take your power. Every time you give in to that, every time you give in to them, every time you give in to that feeling or that emotion or that anger because someone said something to you, you're giving your power away to them. So stop. You cannot control the beliefs or the perceptions of others. You can't control what their beliefs are. You can't control what their perceptions are, whether it's of you or of something else. Now, you can try to debate. Sometimes people like debate. I get tired of debating. I get tired of it. How about let's let people be people, right? Let your friend be their friend, be your friend. He or she can have their opinion. He can have their opinion. You want to debate it? Great. If you don't like it, if you don't like their belief system, if you don't like what they say, you don't like what they do, you don't like who they hang out, then don't hang out with them. Don't make them your friend, right? It's not this. Some of this stuff is not as hard as we make it out to be. I mean, it's like common sense. But we keep doing it over and over and over to ourselves, right? Keep doing it over and over and over to ourselves. Let people be people. And then you decide if you want to be around them or not. You decide if you want them to be in your top 5 or your top 10 or anywhere even on the board. You get to choose, right? That's your power. That's you being powerful for yourself. You cannot control the past. Nor can you change the past, right? The past only lives in your mind. It's where it lives. You get to choose how you want to interpret, how you want to look at, how you want to think about the past. But you can't control it. Can't control it. Some of you need to let it go. In the same token, you can't control the future. So for all you worriers out there, you want to worry about tomorrow, you want to worry about next week, you want to worry about next year, you can't control it. Can't control it. Can't control the future. The only thing you have control over is right now. And to some degree, you don't even have control over that. Because I tend to think that I'm glad that I'm breathing, but I think that I've been given life, right? So there's some things we don't even have control over right now. But the best we can do is live right here in the present. Right? Two more of these. Can't control external situations or what happens around you, right? There are going to be things that happen around you. There are going to be things that happen in your office. There are going to be things that happen on a day-to-day basis. You can't control them. You can control how you react to them. We're going to talk about that in a minute, right? But you can't control what's actually going on. And then the last one, you can't control other people's motives. Like some people are just, they're just ugly, right? I mean, they're just evil. Like there are evil people in the world. They have evil motives. They're out to get you. They're out to get your job. They're out to, you know, whatever. You can't control that. So you, again, have to choose. You have to be smart, right? You have to be streetwise. How do I want to act around them? What do I want to tell them? What do I want to reveal about me? All of that stuff, right? Those are things you can't control. So here you go. Some things you can control. You can control your attitude. Every day when you get up, you can control your attitude. How do you want to look at the day? How do you want to look at yourself? How do you want to love yourself? You get to control that. You get to control your inner peace. You can control your inner peace. It comes with a lot of work for a lot of us. You got to talk yourself through it, right? But if you're telling yourself negative stuff all day long, your inner peace is not going to be very peaceful. It's going to be very anxious, right? But you can control your inner peace. You can control the voice inside of your head. It might come up with things that you don't like, but you can begin to rewire those and you can start to tell a different story. You can control the story you tell about yourself to you and to others. Some of you need to quit putting yourself down to other people. Oh, I'm not very good at that. I don't really do that very good. I can't speak publicly. I can't, you know, I'm not a very good friend. No, stop that stuff. Stop that stuff. You get to choose. You can control your productivity. How productive are you? When do you get up in the morning? When do you go to bed at night? Right? You can control how healthy you are for a large part of it. Like, look at the world, how unhealthy it is. Why? Because of what we put in our bodies. What are you eating? You can control that. What are you drinking? You can control that. How much sleep do you get? You can control that, right? The things you can control, take those back and take them back this week. You can control how you show up in your relationships with your family and your friends. You can't control them, but you can control how you show up every day of the week. You can control how you show up with your spouse. You can control how you show up with others. Use the analogy of opening a door. If you want to go open a door for someone, car door for someone, a door going into a supermarket or whatever for someone, you open that door because you think it's the right thing to do. You're doing it for you because that's what you can control. What you can't control is their reaction to it. You can't control if they say thank you. You can go, oh, you're welcome, right? I mean, smart, you can do that. But then you're really not doing it because you think it's the right thing to do. You're doing it because you want to get a response from someone to make you feel good, right? And what I want you to do is open the door regardless of what they do or don't do back to you or what they say and don't say, right? You can also find different ways to be creative every day. You can do that. You can be creative, right? You can choose how much exercise you do. You can choose how your outlook on life is going to be. Do you want to have a positive outlook on life? Do you not want to have a positive outlook? You can control that. You can control a large extent of what you do in the world, Right? Some of you think, well, I've got to stay in this job because no, you don't have to stay in the job. You can choose. Now, can you choose the exact job you want right now? Maybe not. But you can do things every day to help set you up for that job. That's the things you can control. You might not be able to control getting the job, but you can control setting yourself up to put yourself in position to get that job, right? You can control the type of boss you're going to be, the type of leader you're going to be for the people around you, the people on the other side of you. Are you the type of boss? Are you the type of leader that you would want to work for? Are you the type of husband? Are you the type of wife that you would want to be married to? See, it's not about them. It's about you. It's a great question. Then you get to make some decisions, right? So I don't know where you are. I don't know where it hits you this week. If you're more of the, you know, trying to control the things you can't control, then let's shift a little bit. If you need to revamp some of your controllables to make them a little more in your favor, a little more positive, then I would encourage you to do that. But at the end of the day, you get to control you. You get to control your controllables. Hope you guys have a great week. I will see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.